Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Susie Richaud and is titled, He Got Me with the Oldest Trick in the Book. Thank you for listening.
So Mark just asked me as I walked in, would you be backup? So I wasn't really ready for this story, but I'm always ready for this story. This is my story. Well, I didn't want to go to college. And I was in a dormitory as a senior, and this girl comes bounding into the common room and says, does anybody want to go to Italy with me next year? So I was an au pair girl in Naples for 5 months and Rome for three. And then we traveled around Europe on a 50cc motor scooter for 3 months, but that's not part of the story. But how many people have been to Italy in the 60s? Are you female? Because you don't leave the house without somebody approaching you and wanting to at least see you, but then they start these conversations. Speak de Deutsch? Parlez-vous français? Do you speak English? And you're not supposed to give in. You have to keep walking and pretend they're not even there. Well, by the end of my stay, I was walking in a park. I find out when I take Italian here at the University of Montana, you don't go to parks, because that's where people go when they want to get picked up. But I lived in New England woods, and I love the parks. They have beautiful parks there. So I was walking through this park with my bag, and this fellow comes up and does all those things, talking to me and trying to get my attention. And I rolled up my magazine, and I started whacking him on the head. In plain English, I said, leave me alone. But he did leave me alone. He left. So I finally get back to this country. Nobody talks to me on the street. I was here 2 years, and I'm very kind of fragile at this point. I went to Provincetown, Cape Cod, in July, and this is tourist season, where the population of 5,000 jumps to 50,000. And I was there as a leather designer, and I'd look out my second-story window outside of town, and it was shoulder-to-shoulder people. So I was in a state of culture shock. I finally got up my gumption, and I'm walking down the street, and it is shoulder to shoulder. It's crazy, and this is like the 60s, so all kinds of people are trying to get attention for themselves, and they have very odd clothing, and so, you know, it's just kind of fun. And for the first time since I returned to the States, actually the first time ever, this guy comes up to me and he says, good morning. He was a stranger. And I said, good morning. And before I know it, he's beside me walking in my direction. And he said, where are you going? And I could speak his language perfectly well. I said, I don't know, I'm just walking. And he said, oh, let me show you the restaurant where I work. So he shows me this beautiful Italian restaurant. It has elegant upstairs, and the downstairs is this kind of cave-like basement with hanging bottles of candles, and it was very intriguing. And the gardens were gorgeous. And he said, come back after closing, and I'll cook you dinner. That's my husband, Ray Richaud, oldest trick in the book. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
Thanks, Susie. Susie Richaud is an artist and storyteller living in Missoula, Montana. She is on the board and is a founding member at Montana Story Keepers. Learn more about her work at montanastorykeepers.com. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to our title sponsor from the 2015 season, the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. And thanks to all of our sponsors, Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. In addition to great entertainment, the Top Hat offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma Theater. A locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. TheWilma.com. Thanks to Casper Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CasperJunkersMusic.com. Podcast production by Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers Acton Seibel, Paul Scar, Kevin Harrington, Steve Gonzalez, Susie Richaud, and Jill Beauchesne Albin. Remember, your story matters. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn about themes for the 2016 season. TellUsSomething.org.